Chapter 20. That evening, the abbess stood up on the west battlements of the outer wall to watch the sunset. Bryony accompanied her. The two were special friends. Meriem turned from the evening sky and viewed her abbey.
"What are you thinking of, Mother Abbess? You look sad,"
said Bryony, tugging the wide pale green habit sleeve. The calm eyes blinked momentarily, slightly moist.
"I was thinking of our long-gone heroes, little one. How they helped to build this beautiful place from rose-coloured sandstone. Your own great-grandsire, Gonth the Mouse Thief, and his good wife, Columbine, were part of it all. See the wonderful abbey building beyond the gardens and lawns? It soars to the sky. Oaken doors, stained-glass windows and carved stone. Every room inside, from the wine cellars to the kitchens and larders, Cavern Hall, where the Dibbins play on winter nights, Great Hall, where we go to feast this evening, the dormitories, sick bay, passages, stairs and corridors, all were built for us and other beasts who will come after. Nothing must happen to this wonderful place, not to the pond, the orchards behind our main building, or even the gatehouse, set in the side of the main gate over which we stand on these ramparts. Look at this great wall, battlemented and constructed to keep out fear and famine. See how it stands open to the west flatlands, bordered by the great trees of mossflower wood on three sides. You and I and others to come will add to it. One day, when these stones are old, Red Wall shall have a bell tower and a bell, libraries, tapestries, and a schooling place. Is that not wonderful, Bryony?"
The little mouse maid looked up into Meriem's face.
"Wonderful indeed, but you still look sad, Mother Abbess."
Meriem smiled one of her rare smiles. Taking Bryony's paw, she led the way down the gatehouse steps.
"Sad? Why should I be sad? We're going to a feast together. What happier occasion than that, my pretty one?"
The mouse maid laughed aloud then, for the great Mother Abbess of all Redwall Abbey did a most unlikely thing. Picking up the hem of her gown in one paw, she skipped across the lawn at Bryony, the two of them giggling and chuckling like a pair of Dibbins escaping on bath night. As they entered Great Hall, a chorus greeted them. The young ones were impatient to get started.